The Roots of American Democracy. 1. Whenever the political laws of the United States are to be discussed, it is with the doctrine of the sovereignty of the people that we must begin. The principle of the sovereignty of the people, which is always to be found more or less at the bottom of almost all human institutions, generally remains there concealed from view. It is obeyed without being recognized, or if for a moment it is brought to light, it is hastily cast back into the gloom of the sanctuary. The will of the nation is one of those phrases that have been most largely abused by the wily and the despotic of every age. Some have seen the expression of it in the purchased suffrages of a few of the satellites of power, others in the votes of a timid or an interested minority, and some have even discovered it in the silence of a people, on the supposition that the fact of submission established the right to command. In America, the principle of the sovereignty of the people is neither barren nor concealed, as it is with some other nations. It is recognized by the customs and proclaimed by the laws. It spreads freely and arrives without impediment at its most remote consequences. If there is a country in the world where the doctrine of the sovereignty of the people can be fairly appreciated, where it can be studied in its application to the affairs of society, and where its dangers and its advantages may be judged, that country is assuredly America. I have already observed that, from their origin, the sovereignty of the people was the fundamental principle of most of the British colonies in America. It was far, however, from then exercising as much influence on the government of society as it now does. Two obstacles, the one external, the other internal, checked its invasive progress. It could not ostensibly disclose itself in the laws of colonies which were still forced to obey the mother country. It was therefore obliged to rule secretly in the provincial assemblies, and especially in the townships.